the tower that proved them wrong. When Gustave Eiffel announced his plans to build a 1,000-foot iron tower in Paris for the 1889 World's Fair, artists and writers were horrified. They signed a petition calling it a gigantic black smokestack that would disfigure Paris. They predicted it would collapse, that it was impossible to build something so tall from iron, that it would be an embarrassment to France. Eiffel built it anyway. The tower used over 18,000 pieces of iron, held together by 2.5 million rivets. Every single piece was designed in the factory and measured to within a tenth of a millimeter. A team of 300 workers assembled the tower in just over 2 years, and not a single person died. Remarkable for such a dangerous project. Eiffel had planned everything so carefully that the workers always knew exactly what to do next. The tower was only supposed to stand for 20 years, then be taken down. But it turned out to be useful for radio transmission, so they kept it. Over time, the people of Paris came to love it. Today, the Eiffel Tower is the most visited paid monument in the world. The artists who hated it are mostly forgotten. The tower that everyone said was ugly and impossible became the symbol of Paris. Gustave Eiffel didn't argue with his critics. He just built the tower and let it speak for itself.